I reported just the beginning of last year, the UK box office for 2023. And we saw a continued recovery from before the pandemic. It's 8% growth in 2023. Finally, box office rose above £1 billion in the UK. That was for the first time since 2019. But it's still well below pre-pandemic levels, which were more like 1.3, 1.4 billion. I'm curious if you think, Charlene, I'll go to you first, box office will ever meet or surpass that pre-pandemic total. Not because we're at the point basically where the people that want to go back to the cinema, the habit is starting to form again. But basically during the pandemic, everyone had that habit of streaming everything basically to their home. And some people just still prefer to do that than going to the cinema. I hear people still complaining about phone calls going off in cinemas, or people being really like rustling with their popcorn a little bit too loudly, and that can bother some people. I mean, do you think we'll ever surpass sort of what it was before the pandemic?
I do, yeah. I think taking 2019 out of it, we kind of take it always out because that was Disney's big year. Like Disney came with every film they could at once. But they had the Marvel, they had Star Trek, you know, they had Toy Story, they had Lion King. So that obviously helped the box office. But I think it definitely will go back, because even though there is streaming, the great thing about it is streaming platforms are seeing the benefit of going to cinema first. And using Barbie, for example, that was pushed to streaming, keeps on getting delayed because of how well it's done in the cinema. Like there's normally like a window, like for Disney, don't quote me on this, but I think there was, if it doesn't do well in the cinema, you normally get it within 45 days. If it does really well, you get 90 to 120 days. And that's how like they push it for streaming. So you are seeing the minute it goes to cinema, they get a big push and they're like, oh, actually we'll delay the streaming. So we're getting the longer streaming date. So I think that helps. It also helps with regards to awards. So if you want to be in award season, the rule is you have to be a theatrical release for a minimum of 5 weeks before you can do. And that's pushing people, like pushing streaming giants to actually put their films into cinema. So you've got Napoleon, which was Apple TV, pushed to cinema. You've got Killers of the Flower Moon, which was also Apple TV, pushed to cinema. You've got Mean Girls, which obviously out now, which was supposed to be come out on Paramount Plus, again, pushed to cinema. And the reason is they are seeing the benefits. Like Netflix did, I think Netflix is the best example of this, of a business case, because they did it with Matilda. That was supposed to be a Netflix-only film, and they pushed it cinema, and it even delayed how long they actually put it on Netflix because it was doing so well in the cinema. And I think as great as streaming is and as great as it is watching in your own home, obviously the benefits of it, you can pause it, but you don't get that experience of going to watch a film in cinema. Like I've not seen it myself, but I've seen so many people who said they couldn't imagine watching Napoleon in their room rather than on an IMAX screen. So I think there are some films that are just made for the cinema, and I think you kind of need to watch it there first before you enjoy it on your TV.